from Ireland. Pleasant viewers, thanks for joining us in our kitchen today to prepare for our scrumptious traditional Irish vegan breakfast. We'll be making a loaf of our irresistible Irish soda bread. The advent of this unique bread round dates back to the mid-19th century. It is still a staple food of our country and it is a favourite accompaniment to many of our meals. Nowadays, with its retained popularity, there have been many creative variations of soda bread containing fruits or chocolate or even chilies from other countries. Today, however, we will show you a vegan recipe for classic soda bread, similar to how it's made a half a century ago.
Vegetarianism, the noble way of living on Supreme Master Television. And I am from Dublin, Ireland, and I have my assistant with me today. So today we're going to make Irish soda bread. It's a traditional Irish bread here in Ireland. So for the ingredients, I have 470 mils of soya milk, to which I have added 2 teaspoonfuls of vinegar. The vinegar makes the soya milk into buttermilk, which is what is needed for the bread. Here I have 500 grams of plain flour, to which I will add 2 teaspoonfuls of bread soda, which is the rising agent in the bread, and also 1 teaspoonful of salt. This is the plain flour that we will be using, so I'll give you that one there. And this is the soya milk that we will be using as well. Also, 55 grams of melted soya butter. And that completes all the ingredients for the bread. So, we'll make a start on the bread now. So the first thing you have to do is you've got to sieve your flour. So you sieve your flour in. You sieve the flour because it makes it so much lighter. And also, having bought it in the packet, there often is lumps. So this gets rid of all the lumps. So you sieve this right through, like that. You can see yourself, it actually changes consistency as it moves through. So it's the sieving. And you can do it like so. So I'll add some more in. Irish bread is very popular in Ireland here. And when the Irish people emigrated many years ago, there was the one thing they brought with them, recipe for Irish soda bread. It's famous all over the world. So we put in the last bit. See how much lighter it also brings in the air as well into it, so it makes it a much lighter consistency. Now, and we have to put in our bread soda as well. You often find that the bread soda will be quite lumpy, so this gets rid of all the lumps as well. And last we have our salt, and now we add our melted butter. You just give it a light stir just to disperse the butter. And the last thing we add in is our milk, which has now come to a real thick consistency, just like buttermilk. Thank you. And you just stir it around. And children would love to be doing this and love to help as well. See? You just stir it around. So it's a matter of getting all into the mixture, like a sticky dough. This was traditionally baked on an open griddle, but today people just pop them in the oven.
So would you like me to get the oven ready?
Yes, actually. Yes, that can go at 90 or highest one there, Fahrenheit, usually, for about 45 minutes. So just take off that little bit there. Now, so I still have the flour here, so oftentimes if it's a little bit sticky, you can just add another bit of flour. I'll just put that there for a second. Just to mix it round. And again, you don't know this, you don't know until you're doing it that you need the extra flour. It's only as you're working, you'll know by the consistency. See there, now once it's in it, I know that's it. Okay, and then I transfer that onto a board that I've just flour as well. And just knead it. Again, this is to introduce a nice texture to the bread. Not too much because it will get tough. This is the traditional kneading. Shaped. And now we have our tin, which I just add the melted butter, just to be sure that it will won't stick. And that's our melted butter. And there's our bread. And just pop it in and flatten it out. And the last thing we have to do on the bread is to cut it in the shape of a cross, right across the whole bread. And as you do, you just move it so that the air gets through it as well.
And why would you put the cross across the bread?
Well, the cross is very important as regards the soda bread. It's part of the tradition of the shape of the bread, but also people believed that as they put the cross on, they got God's blessing on the food. And they considered that very important. And it has come down right through the ages that this is how it has always been done.
Nice.
And this is the bread. So if you like to pop it into the oven,
sure.
I'll give it to you.
So viewers, I've put the bread into the oven and we let it bake for 45 to 50 minutes.
If you like to sample, I'm going to cut some of the soda bread, which we made already, and you can have that as well with your breakfast. So I'm just going to cut through some of the bread.
What have we got here?
So here we have Irish tea.
Oh.
Irish tea, and you can have your milk and sugar to go with your Irish tea. And now I'm going to pass you over a slice of the Irish soda bread.
Thank you so much.
And you can have that with your butter and some nice jam there as well.
So
alright, and as you can see here, we've had our fresh orange juice because all the breakfast is always started with fresh orange juice as well in the mornings.
Moist.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, that's the wonderful thing about the soda bread, and it's also healthy.
Very
it's good.
Healthy.
So, thank you for being my assistant today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for watching Supreme Master Television.
Please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples coming up next on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you a breezy and beautiful day from the Emerald Isle.